What is the purpose of these conferences?
Well, the purpose of the conferences is to provide an unbiased presentation of issues that are going to affect us in agriculture and otherwise as we transition to the bioeconomy. And we're focusing on the agricultural aspects of it. And this particular conference talks about the rural development impact and environmental issues that are a factor in this investment or expected investment in biofuels facilities, specifically now probably more so the second-generation biofuels plants rather than the first-generation biofuels plants like the corn-to-ethanol and biodiesel facilities.
When we talk about transition to a bioeconomy, what is a bioeconomy? What do you mean by that?
What do I mean by the bioeconomy? I mean, we are facing depleting fossil fuel supplies, and so we're looking for domestically grown renewable energy sources. And so when I talk about the bioeconomy, I talk about the complex of the supply chain associated with providing biomass and various other agricultural feedstocks with the intent of converting those to fuels and or energy. Wind and solar would be included in that as well.
This third in the series that is coming up, you have quite an agenda laid out for this. Tell us some of the highlights that you're going to expect at this third transition to a bioeconomy conference.
Well, we're going to open up the session with a very thorough discussion on environmental aspects with respect to greenhouse gas emissions. And we've got a whole array of different people talking about it. We're going to follow that up with rural development issues, jobs issues, impacts on the rural development. Thomas Doerr, the Undersecretary for Rural Development from USDA, is going to talk about that. At lunchtime, we're going to have a speaker talking about public perceptions of the bioeconomy. What do people in general perceive about investments in biofuels? Then in the afternoon, we're going to talk about deviating away from just the air quality environmental impacts to water quality and quantity issues. And we're going to go into nitrogen use and land use changes. And then we'll talk about soil quality changes and how some of those things might change. That's the first session in the afternoon, and then we're going to have a large section of selected papers on more research topics covering rural development, water use, land use, community development, all kinds of things from academic presenters to kind of give a more broad and varied array of topics related to this issue. And then the second day, we're going to start off with talking about new technology choices, switchgrass and miscanthus, probably the leading biomass crops that are going to emerge as we transition to the bioeconomy, especially on the cellulosic to ethanol side. We're going to have Doug Lamond from Sanimax Energy coming from Canada to talk about use of animal byproducts to convert animal byproducts to biofuels. That's after that. Ed Schaefer will give his comments, and then we round out the program with finance issues to be discussed by Cole Gustafson from North Dakota State University and Joe Black from Southern Financial Partners, and Harry Baumes is going to just wrap everything up and say, what do we currently know and what do we need to know?
Now, who are you expecting to attend this event? Who has attended the previous events that you've had?
We've had good attendance at the past conferences, and we hope to have even more show up at this conference. It's a more central location this time, so we're expecting more traffic. The conference does cover a lot of ground, provides an unbiased presentation of biofuels issues related to rural development and environmental issues. And so, in my mind, who should attend would be the financial community that might be asked to provide loans to these kinds of biofuels investments, rural development people, be that from municipal, state or federal governments, and then finally academia and industry to kind of get more information on what is truly out there, what's truly going on.
Okay, well, if someone is interested in attending, what should they do?
Go to www.farmfoundation.org, click on the Transition to Bioeconomy, Rural Development, Environmental Issues, look at the conference program, it's highlighted in blue or green, and fill out the online registration form. And attend the program. It's in St. Louis at the Hyatt Regency Union Station Hotel. And be ready to take in a lot of information. We'll provide some conference materials. we'll have follow up website on this program and posting some papers and sessions on there. And of course, if you're a participant, you get first crack at the information, and you get the opportunity to network with the people that are in the know.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much. That's Michael Popp, coordinator of the upcoming Farm Foundation Transition to a Bioeconomy, third in this conference series. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.